You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Dearborn likes to boast that it has the highest proportion of Arab Americans in the country. But according to the U.S. Census, of the city's approximately 100,000 people, about 89% of them are white. Well, how is that? Well, because according to the United States government, Arab Americans are classified as white.
We deserve our own box. I want to start a rally right here today in Dearborn, Michigan. We're not white. Because, listen, I grew up with white people. We are different. We are different. We are really different. We are so different. For instance, did you know if you go to your white friend's house and his mom asks you if you're hungry, if you say no, she actually doesn't bring you anything to eat. Did you know that? And they start eating around you while you said you weren't hungry.
And that was the voice of Michigan-based comedian and writer Amr Zahr from his recently released documentary, We're Not White. And it's a pleasure to say welcome back to Stateside, Amr.
Thank you.
That is such a great point and funny, and you did hit a button with everybody there. So if there has not been a specific box for Arab Americans to check in the census taken every 10 years in this nation, what have people been choosing all these years?
Well, the way the United States government does this is there's this part of the government called the Office of Management and Budget, and they actually classify what the different races are. And white has been defined for a long time as people who have European and Middle Eastern North African descent. And so there's a long history to that that I go through in the movie and that I actually teach about. But what happens is on the census form, so there's all these boxes on the census form. Everybody has a box, and Arabs don't have a box. If you're an Arab and you know the definition, you might check white. However, even if you check other, and you write in an Arab country as your place of origin, the United States Census Bureau will classify you as white. So because that's part of their definition. Anyone who checks other gets thrown into some box. That's part of the Census Bureau's job. So if you check other and you write in an Arab country, they classify you as white. So even if we try to voice our identity on the census form, we end up getting classified as white. And we don't get classified as a white person who checked other and wrote in Lebanon or Palestine or whatever. You just get classified as white.
And in your film, you do mention some of the older generations of Arab Americans actually advocated to be classified as white.
Well, that's the way this country worked. I mean, when our founding fathers made this country, they had to decide, how do you get membership? How do you become a citizen? How do you become naturalized? And the first naturalization law of 1790 said very explicitly that you had to be white. And that was the law in America all the way until 1952, that you had to be white legally in order to gain naturalization in the United States of America. So this idea of whiteness equaling Americanness is a long, long-standing tradition. It's only been out of our laws for about 60 years. And so when a lot of Arabs started coming about 100, 120 years ago, and not just Arabs, any group, when they tried to gain naturalization or citizenship, they would petition for whiteness. And Asian people, like Japanese guy came in and showed up and he said, hey, I'm white. And the courts very quickly told him, no, you're not what we mean when we say white. A guy who was half European and half indigenous from Canada, like half what they called Indian at that time, showed up and said, hey, I'm white. And the courts told him, well, actually, you're half Indian and you're half white, which means you're not majority white, so you're not white. I mean, all these cases came through. Arabs, because we're sort of just off white, you know, just like a little off, not totally off, we petitioned for whiteness, and there were conflicting cases in the courts in the teens, and this had to get resolved in the higher courts. And so we eventually got classified as white, and mostly that was a virtue of almost all the immigrants coming at that time were Christian. Almost all the Arab immigrants coming at the time were Christian, and their Christianity served as sort of a proxy into whiteness.
Folded them right into the
group. Yeah, the idea of Americanness, right?
Yes.
And so we got it. Then in the 40s, we ended up with another problem because then some Muslim Arabs showed up and said, hey, you've been saying Arabs are white. We're white. We want to get in. And the courts told them, no, you're not white. You're not what we mean. And so then that had to get resolved. And then, like I said, in the 50s, that regime was taken away. But we've been classified as white ever since then. And it's a real misidentifier. You know, it's one thing to not be identified. It's worse to be misidentified because we're not white in any way that white means. I mean, we don't get any white privilege, that's for sure. I mean, if I commit a crime, they're not going to say, hey, that white guy committed that crime.
Well, the sentiment toward being classified as white, as you point out very clearly in your film, has definitely evolved through the years. Let's listen to some of the young Arab Americans that you spoke to in your film, We're Not White.
Do you think white people really think you're white?
No. No. Not at all.
If there was a box that said Arab on the census form, would you check it?
Absolutely.
Why don't you feel white?
Because that's not what I am.
We're not white.
Do you feel white?
Sometimes. When I'm around black people, I feel white.
All right, when you're around black people, how do you feel when you're around white people?
Black.
Boy, it's a fascinating thing. You're doing this in humor. But the ramifications of not being counted are really serious. I mean, why does it matter that Arab Americans be counted as their own group in the official U.S. Census?
You know, that's one of my favorite parts of the movie, actually, when I ask her, how do you feel when you're around black people? She says, I feel white. How do you feel when you're around white people? I feel black. You know, sort of this sort of out-of-placedness, you know, all the time. Not being counted means that you are not seen as part of the fabric of America. You know, when your box is not there, you feel like you don't belong. And that is something that has been perpetuated in American society and American media for such a long time, this idea that Arabs and Muslims, because these terms get conflated even though they're not the same, are perpetually foreign, perpetually other. And having a box means that it would be finally accepted that we are part of the American fabric and we are a group that deserves recognition and protection. Because remember, a box would then give you some sort of legal protection, which we now don't have.
Discrimination tracking and political power all tied up with that
box. Well, I mean, we end up in crazy situations now. So no one can deny that there's discrimination against Arab Americans in this country. But there have been legal cases that have ended up with ridiculous conclusions. So, for instance, there have been actual cases where a man was discriminated against in his job because he was Arab, like explicitly discriminated against because he was Arab, and he sued. And courts have told him, well, here's the problem. We believe you, but here's the problem. You're white, technically, and the person that you're saying discriminated against you is white. And legally, there's no such thing as white-on-white discrimination, so we can't let your case go forward. And this kind of stuff happens all the time. So, if, for instance, in employment discrimination cases, the way the law works is you don't just file a lawsuit. You go to the EEOC, which is the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, and you file a claim with them first to see if you can file a lawsuit. Well, when a bureaucrat is taking in your complaint, Arab is not a box for them to check off of. So we're not part of the bureaucracy. We're not part of the process. And so we have to do extra things. Basically, everybody has everybody's playing football and they all have helmets and we don't. We don't have the same tools in our toolbox as every other minority has.
You've been working on this documentary, We're Not White, for at least 4 years. Why has this been such an important project to you?
Well, it's taken 4 years because I've been lazy. That's number one. But
we'll give you that.
Also, busy is another way to put it, but also lazy. But also now I think was the right time to make it fully public because the Census Bureau is going to have to make a decision very quickly about what they're going to do. There's been talk about there becoming what they call a MENA box, which Middle East North Africa box, on the census form. With the Trump administration now, I'm not so sure that it's going to happen. The Obama administration had expressed some sort of support for it. But with the Trump administration, I'm not so sure that it's going to happen at all. Because remember what a box does. It does three important things that I think maybe a Trump regime might be against. Number one, it normalizes us, right? It makes us normal, part of the American fabric, which I'm not so sure that Trump would want to do. Number two, it gives us that set of rights, that ability to sue for discrimination, gain minority contracts, which we don't currently have. And I'm not so sure he'd be in favor of that. But most importantly, right, let's look at what's been happening in America since Trump got elected, since before he got elected, and especially in the past couple of weeks. When I look at Charlottesville and all these other things that are happening, what I see happening is the census. The Census Bureau has said that because of demographic changes in America, that white Americans will be a minority by 2042. So they'll be less than 50% of the population. Don't worry, white people. Everything's still going to be fine. But you will be less than 50% of the population. Well, that white count in America currently includes 6, 7, maybe 10 million Arab Americans. What happens if you take them out and you give them their own box? 2042 is not 2042. Maybe it's 2035. Maybe it's 2036. And this tension all of a sudden becomes much more real. Now, of course, you only care that white people are going to become a minority if you're a racist or you have some racist views of the nation. But as we see, that's a bigger group of people than we might be comfortable with. And so and Trump might be one of those people. So the question is, would he support it knowing all those things? I don't think that he would. Is he going to get that educated about the issue? I don't know. But this won't go forward without support from the executive branch. Remember, the Census Bureau and the Office of Management and Budget are all under the control of the president.
So we shall see.
We'll see,
we'll
but
see.
You know, we'll see.
You've released this film on YouTube last week, so people can see it for free. Go to YouTube and look for We're Not White. What do you plan to do with this film?
I really want to spark the discussion. I've been doing comedy shows and writing a lot. You know, I did a comedy tour in 2010 called We're Not White. I've been doing this stuff for a very, very long time. But I think that the conversation has become much more energized now because, like I said, the Census Bureau is going to make a decision soon. Really, that means the president is going to make a decision soon. And they have to start printing forms. I mean, you know, those annoying people start knocking on your door in 2020. They got to print forms. They got to get all their stuff together. And so I think that this is a question that's going to get answered pretty soon. Arab Americans have been fighting for this for years, for decades. They've been asking for this box. They're now closer than ever. Will this new administration decide to do it? I don't know. Some people think they will because they want to get more numbers on where Arab Americans and maybe Muslim Americans are. But I don't think they're lacking. Like, law enforcement has been tracking us for a very long time. I don't think the Census Bureau is not going to help them find out that there's a lot of Arabs in Dearborn. You know, they already know that. But we need the box in order to just be treated like every other American, to get out of this ridiculousness, to get out of a ridiculous idea and a statistic that says Dearborn, Michigan is 89.1% white. It takes about 2 minutes on Warren Avenue to realize that that is not the case. And we need to get out of that. We need to be treated like everybody else. And we need to be seen by others as part of the fabric of what makes America.
Are you planning to take this on the road or have screenings with conversations with the filmmaker?
Yeah, I would love to. I mean, anyone who wants to do that can always get in touch with me on my website, which is just amerzahr.com, A-M-E-R, like America. That's what I tell white people, A-M-E-R, like America, Z-A-H-R.com. You can get in touch with me very easily there, Facebook, wherever. I would love to take the film to campuses, to communities, and just watch it and talk about it so we can talk about these issues. I know we're not white because I watch the news, and that's part of the movie too, right? I know I'm not white because I watch the news. They do not think that we are white on the news, or else they would call us disturbed, deranged, delusional like they call white criminals on the news. They don't call that. They don't call us that. And even if you look at the other day in Charlottesville, they had a hard time and still have a hard time in the upper echelons of government calling this man a terrorist, whereas it only took a description of the assailant in Barcelona to quickly call that terrorism. That's the world that we live in.
Michigan-based comedian and writer Amer Zahr, and as he said, A-M-E-R, like America, his recently released documentary is We're Not White. Amer is also an adjunct professor at the University of Detroit Mercy School of Law. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Support for arts and culture coverage comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.